With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell will visit Montana Monday to make an announcement about public land conservation near Yellowstone National Park. The visit comes after Montana elected officials, business owners, and environmentalists raised concerns about two gold mining proposals north of Yellowstone. The Obama administration this week blocked new oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean and canceled dozens of energy leases in northwestern Montana and western Colorado. Jewell is scheduled to appear in Prairie, Montana on Monday with Governor Steve Bullock, U.S. Senator John Tester, and Agriculture Undersecretary Robert Bonney. Tester last month asked federal officials to block the mining proposals by withdrawing over 31,000 acres from federal mining and leasing laws. Crevis Mining Group is seeking permission to explore for gold near Jardine. Lucky Minerals wants to look for gold and other minerals near Immigrant. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment held steady at 4.3% in October, compared to the national rate of 4.9%. State officials say payroll employment increased by over 2,000 jobs in October. An attorney for Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell, says Modell will dismiss an ethics complaint filed against Governor Steve Bullock next week. Assistant Attorney General Stuart Segrist disclosed the pending decision in federal court today. Modell says he plans to issue a decision Monday in the complaint filed against Bullock by Republican Representative Brad Chita of Missoula. However, Modell declined to confirm Segrist's statement that Modell will dismiss it. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.
I'm Eric Whitney. Today, the State Board of Regents approved renaming a school and an academic program at the University of Montana in honor of a major financial contributor. Here's University of Montana President Royce Engstrom.
Earlier this fall, Bill and Carolyn Frankie and their family pledged $24 million to support the University of Montana's College of Forestry and Conservation and the Global Leadership Initiative. This gift is the largest single pledge in the university's 123-year history, and we are deeply grateful for their generosity.
Bill Frankie is the managing partner of the global investment firm Indigo Partners and a former CEO of several companies, including America West Airlines. He's owned a home in Big Fork since the 1990s. Frankie explains why he's supporting the College of Forestry and Conservation.
I am concerned about our water supply in the lakes and streams, and so that's a high priority to me. I have had the good fortune to work around the world and lived around the world, and I've seen what other countries have not done to protect their natural resources and the devastation that has resulted, and I want to make sure that never happens here.
The Frankie's gift is somewhat unusual in that no family members are alumni of the University of Montana. Bill Frankie graduated from Stanford, where he's also made large financial gifts. The family gave Northern Arizona University $25 million in 2007. He says his relationship with UM started when the forestry school helped answer some questions about a grove of trees on his property here. The Frankie's gift also provides $6 million in scholarships for UM's Global Leadership Initiative, which helps undergrads study abroad.
Whether anyone in this room likes it or not, you're going to be globalized. And unfortunately, a lot of students go through a college career without really understanding much more than what's happening on the campus. And I wanted to be sure they understood there was another part to their lives as they went forward.
Bill Frankie says he'll be back to check on what he considers an investment in the University of Montana. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Freddie Monatis. Three 18-year-old Hamilton men have pleaded not guilty to negligent arson in connection with the Roaring Lion fire. Prosecutors allege they failed to fully extinguish a campfire in the Bitterroot National Forest in late July that days later sparked a wildfire that burned more than 13 square miles and led to the evacuation of hundreds of homes. Tyler Johnson pleaded not guilty on Wednesday, while Stephen Banks and Cody Nez entered their pleas yesterday. Banks' attorney moved for dismissal, arguing Banks' actions did not deviate from the standard of conduct a reasonable person would observe in this situation. Attorney Michael Montgomery said the fire was extinguished using established practices. The defendants said the ground was cool to the touch and that garbage left in the ring did not burn. District Judge James Hines denied the motion for dismissal yesterday. Governor Steve Bullock has appointed Chinook attorney Yvonne Layard as judge for Montana's 17th Judicial District, which covers Blaine, Phillips, and Valley counties. Layard replaces retiring Judge John McKeon, who came under fire recently for giving a 60-day jail sentence to an eastern Montana man who pleaded guilty to raping his 12-year-old daughter. McKeon, who had earlier announced his plans to retire at the end of November after 22 years on the bench, said the sentence was allowed under state law. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monades.